Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. If teal season was any indication, waterfowl season in general ought to be productive.
Well, hopefully. We're still in a state of trying to repair the marshes from the damage done by the hurricanes last year. The teal season was great along our mid-coast.
Vicki Feit, Parks and Wildlife's public hunting coordinator, says a $48 public hunting permit gives waterfowlers access to plentiful hunting opportunities.
I suggest that you check with the area managers to make sure that there's fresh water in the marshes. They can certainly give you some kind of an outlook. They can help direct you into the right place.
And waterfowl hunting is an economical sport for the whole family.
If you got some camo and you got a shotgun, you're pretty much ready to go as far as it comes to the waterfowl hunting or any of the bird hunting, because the shotgun and the shells for the shotgun are fairly inexpensive as compared to the high-powered rifles or a place to use that high-powered rifle.
Texas Parks and Wildlife's website has all the information you need to prepare for a great hunting experience. That's our show for today. Passport is recorded at the Production Block Studios in Austin, Texas. Thanks, Joel Block, and Lauren Seeger is our intern. It's supported by the Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the operations and management of more than 50 wildlife management areas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.